Good morning. Welcome to this Lord's Day service. We hope the service is a blessing to you. We had hoped to come live, but we are recording the service, and we know that we'll be fellowshipping with you a little later today. For our announcements, today is Communion Sunday, so we invite you to join us in the Lord's Supper later on in the service. We're also inviting all members to join us on January 31st, where we will have a virtual church council service, a meeting at 1 o'clock. Booklets will be sent out, and we're having a practice session today at 1 p.m. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord. Watchword for the week is taken from Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Let us sing together hymn number 317, Brightest and Best of the Stars. Darkness and lend us your aid. Stars. time of worship where we bring our praise reports and our prayer concerns. We thank the Lord for a new day. We thank the Lord for new opportunities that are given to us. We ask for prayers for our nation today, and I want to especially ask for prayers for the families of those who were slain on January 6th, the family of Brian Sicknick, Capitol officer, Ashley Babbitt, Kevin Greeson, Benjamin Phillips, Roseanne Boyland. I've noticed on social media that some have looked at those who were killed and looked at the circumstances and have said incredibly cruel things like they got what they deserved. And I must say, church, if we are to be the Church of Jesus Christ, one of the hallmarks of our faith is compassion. And so we surround these families with love and compassion. We also want to remember in our prayers the family of Arlene Champeau. This is Christy's mom, Jackie and Sophie's grandmother, who entered the nearer presence of the Lord this week. We want to remember Danette. Danette is a friend of our church, always came to our watch night services, and she is in a nursing home with health struggles. Please remember Danette in your prayers. And we want to continue prayers for those that have been struggling for many weeks, Jeff, Julianne, Ray, Kevin, Rhea, Dean, and children, Jaden and Madeline. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful for your grace, your mercy and strength that surrounds us, even in times of desperation, even in times of violence, we can look to you for our being our strength and our Redeemer. And so we come to you this day pleading for our nation, pleading for peace, pleading for those who have lost loved ones on January 6th. We ask that you would surround their families with your care and your grace. We would remember the family of Arlene Champeau, and we thank you for her life and her witness. We ask that you would surround them with your comfort today, that you would raise up Danette and give to her your strength. For Jeff, Julianne, Ray, Kevin, Rhea, Dean, Jaden, and Madeline, they know that underneath them are the everlasting arms. We bring ourselves to you this day, for we ask all of this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Scripture lesson is taken from the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Thus says the Lord, keep your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for there is a reward for your work, says the Lord. They shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope for your future, says the Lord. Your children shall come back to their own country. Set up road markers for yourself. Make yourself signposts. Consider well the highway, the road by which you went. Return, O virgin Israel, return to these your cities. And our gospel lesson is taken from the gospel according to St. Matthew. Now, after the wise men had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to Egypt by night, and they remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother,